This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Time for Krusty's Corner. And what a time to be listening to Brian with the OTAs going on. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. What's that podcast? I'm supposed to be listening to your podcast. I've got it. What's it?
How about Wow?
Love How about the Star? Wow?
Yeah.
Because we got, yeah, we did Love of the Star today, but there's several like on this show. If, you know, like I say, we do the Love of the Star, and then you've got your podcast as well.
Yeah, I put it up on Spotify. I'm just getting into the podcast.
That's a good way. That's a good way to, you know, it's a great platform.
I thought so too. Yeah. I was surprised. I put four clips up and the YouTube thing's growing on How About Wow, but on the podcast thing, it's like donut. I'm like, do I have to do something?
What's going on?
Am I not pushing the button?
No.
I mean, there's
It'll
a
come
lot
around
of,
though. Yeah. People find it and all that. That's what they do with these podcasts. They find them, you know.
Yeah.
Worth your time.
And I appreciate those that have already.
Yeah.
Man, we're having good conversations.
I'm subscribed, man. I smashed the YouTube subscribe. How About Wow?
How About Wow?
Thank you.
All right. Okay. You know, it's driving me nuts not to be at these practices, right?
Of course.
Yeah, you're getting a little fidgety over there. A bit ornery. I'm concerned about how the next couple hours could go.
I'll go for you next week during the Ranger game, though, buddy. I got your back.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I really, really do.
I'll send you my notes.
You send me my notes?
Yeah.
It what bothers me is, but I've got some really good notes. I'll tell you a good follow on this, by the way, for clips and stuff, is Nick Harris.
He's killing it.
He's doing a really nice job of kind of getting in there and giving you not only pictures but observations and stuff. But I want to give some credit to Bobby Belt, because Bobby shared his notes from today, and then I kind of followed up with some people on the notes that he sent me. Bobby's first note to me today was that Lamb was at practice, but helmet off and not participating. So are we already into the veteran days here with the practices?
Maybe something's nagging. You know,
I didn't get the vibe that was the case. So because I asked about Malik Hooker, who left practice, and I got the report that there was nothing wrong with him, serious. And Bobby said he didn't see him when they moved inside, so didn't get the people I was asking was there was something wrong with him kind of thing. But Malik Hooker did leave practice with Jim Maurer today. And then Mike Smith and Elijah Clark rotated at safety with Wanye Thomas. So with Hooker being out, Mike Smith, Elijah Clark, we talked about this morning on Love of the Star. Give it a listen after our show today, if you would, please. That Elijah, I asked somebody in the organization, I said, hey, fair to say that Elijah Clark from Syracuse, fifth, sixth round grade on your board? This guy said, absolutely. So that was one of the guys, the first guys that they went after.
So we got a UDFA safety candidate?
We do.
They
paid a lot of money with the signing bonus. So my assumption was this is probably a fifth or sixth round type of player on their board. So you look at what you're drafting, and then now you go out and you spend money on players that you don't get to draft, but here they made fifth round grade on their board. It's like they get an extra fifth round pick. We'll see if this guy works out. They have a pretty good history of these undrafted free agent guys making teams and stuff.
Did you guys look at him?
I did.
Oh, post. Yeah, after they went and signed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had not.
Did you have some thoughts about him as a player?
I mean, I thought he could have ended up being like a fifth round dude, yeah, personally. Like he was better than some of the other safeties that I looked at.
What's his strengths?
I mean, I think he's got a good blend of coverage, but I think he's a good tackler. Yeah. I liked his tackling ability. He's a sure tackler.
Yeah, the thing that I liked, he's not the biggest. He's not like a 195 or 200-pound guy. He's more like a 186, 187. I felt like, though, that he covered pretty well.
Yeah,
when he
was thought he was a really good. I mean, you have these, like Malik Hooker's a good cover guy, and he can be solid as a run supporting safety.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of guys that I don't think are good in coverage necessarily. Like Donovan Wilson, that's not his strength. Ball goes over his head, you're holding your breath.
Right.
Elijah Clark might be, other than Malik Hooker, their best cover safety.
Yeah, I kind of felt like with Elijah that his ability to turn and to run was really good.
The way he flips his hips, it's pretty smooth.
Very, very, very smooth with the way that he plays. I was super, super impressed by his ability. Like I said, I felt like that the tackling, the coming up and playing down in the box, and then also, though, his ability to turn and run, I thought was really, really
good. That's why I was stunned listening yesterday when you got pushed back on like the Donovan Wilson conversation. And I get Donovan Wilson's hurt, but when you can save $7 million, and it's nothing against Donovan Wilson, but you've got other safeties on your team that can provide essentially what Donovan Wilson's getting.
Mm-hmm.
And big picture, when you're looking at a team that's always pressed and talking about the salary cap, you've got to save money where you can.
Yeah.
And that might be one that just says is a blinking light, in my opinion.
I don't think he's a great fit for Eberflus's system, but something Matt wants so much is the takeaways. And I just
think he does do that sometimes.
Donovan's going to give you those.
Yeah.
It's too much to pay for just that with bad coverage and questionable, discipline and all that. But
here's something that's been interesting that Bobby pointed out. He goes, Miles Sanders just moves so much better than Williams. Way more juice. A lot of bounce in his legs is what he's saying with that.
Yeah. I mean, and that doesn't surprise me considering Javonte Williams couldn't bounce back from that injury. But there are some highlight runs with Javonte that looks good from just last year with Denver, right? So I don't want to rule anybody out, but I'm not surprised that Miles Sanders looks better. Even when Javonte had that big year, like the yards over expectation weren't there. He was still just average in that big rookie year, but he was getting the ball a lot.
Yep. I'm dead, wrong about Miles Sanders. I hope I am. I hope I'm wrong about all these backs. I saw this as being a question. Mm-hmm. Come in. Maybe Miles Sanders could actually give you something, out of this.
Well, I don't think we're gonna have to wait long for Blue.
Yeah, no,
Blue's gonna be in the mix 100%.
Yeah. But Blue and Sanders, if that thing works out, I mean, good for him.
That would be awesome.
Moffa, I'm trying to. I didn't.
Maybe some Williams on third and long, third and eight.
Catch the ball.
Get the pass pro guy
exactly.
In there.
Exactly. All right. No Andrew Booth today. Mukwamu and Elam rotating in the base with Bland is what we saw today with Bobby. Said Joe Milton had some great throws, but stared down a receiver and team and got picked off by Damone Clark.
How about Damone Clark
showing up today?
Yeah, I think we got the full Joe Milton.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Built an experience today because I saw back-to-back tweets. It was Clarence Hill saying Damone Clark pick six off Milton. And then 2 minutes later, the next tweet, Milton also threw a bomb to Jalen Brooks.
Okay.
Everybody loves Damone Clark, well, but I think he's going to need it to stay on this team.
Yeah,
Brian.
He doesn't have a lot of instinct. That's a problem. And hey, Goody got an interception. You know, I mean, we've seen a couple of these linebackers, you know, step up. Buddy Johnson last week, interception, or a couple weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But maybe some of these linebackers, we mentioned our kid from James from Florida.
Yep.
Maybe not a lot of instincts. Had an interception. So maybe some guys are kind of coming around on that. He also said this play of the day was a ridiculous Pickens catch in 7-on-7, twisting and falling out of the end zone. He high-pointed the ball and then managed to drag his toes.
That's
what you're going to get.
That's exciting.
That's what you expect.
Woo, let's go.
That's hot.
And then he said Pickens beat Elam in a deep team period, but Dak's throw was a little short. Elam managed to get a hand on it.
Elam, every OTA that the people have been out there for,
yeah,
he's getting PBUs. He just stack up good days, man.
He is getting a lot of those PBUs, and I kind of feel like you always say this, if they had to play the game tomorrow, but do you think he's kind of your opening day starter right now?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I think he will be the opening day starter on the outside.
Yeah.
Him and Ravel with Bland in the inside.
If Ravel's good to go, yeah, I don't know if Ravel's playing week one.
Yeah. The thing was, I've heard things with Ravel, like more than willing, has done everything they've asked him to do. Might see this guy in training camp. It's kind of
that'd be exciting. Kind of I'd love it, man. If he can start the season right away, that'd be awesome.
Okay, here's a couple more. This is coming. I'm swinging on the Nick Harris. Nick sent me his notes from this
4 p.m.
One.
Nick Harris is going to join us tomorrow, by the way.
Okay. He said, we talked about CeeDee Lamb. We talked about Pickens. Jalen Tolbert had an impressive TD grab in the red zone work. He said Prescott fired one to the back of the end zone that Tolbert went over the top of the defender to haul in. Up and down day for Prescott. He was 8-for-14. He's tracking these things now. Had his best efficiency work in the red zone. So
we'll take it.
8-for-14 there. We talked about the Joe Milton experience. 44-yard bomb to Jalen Brooks down the right sidelines on the free play, beautifully placed ball. He did also a pick six. We mentioned that. He was 7-for-9. Will Greer 2-for-2 in the opportunities he got. Jalen Blue got a good amount of burn with the second team today. So it must have been that Williams and Sanders were your primary running backs today with the first team.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. You know, I'm willing to be patient with Blue, and I think it's important to make him earn it and focus. Like the turnover aspect of the game is, you know, partial your physical skills, but also the focus on that. And I would want to keep that carrot out for him well into the regular season to make sure he's totally locked. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking this dude has to be our majority of the carries guy by the time we get to the end of the year.
Gotcha. Israel Mukwamu got some burn at the outside corner. He's been playing a lot of the slot, so they worked him on the outside today. Miles Sanders was another guy he was talking about. It says looks super fresh. Jamar James and Andrew Booth were with the rehab group today, so no James. Hope that's not something that it was the rookie linebacker there.
Oh, yeah. Hope no, I'm excited to see what he can do next week in the full mini camp. Is that a better corner configuration with Izzy in the slot to you with Bland and maybe Ravel or Elam on the outside?
I kind of always want to play Bland on the inside myself.
I love him as a slot player. I think he's best on the team. No, Bland.
Yeah,
now the next up for me might be Izzy, but that's only just we haven't seen the other guys do it.
That's like in case break glass kind of a thing of an emergency.
Well,
thing.
I mean, he's done it for parts of two games, right? And it was pretty good. Is that what I saw?
That Tampa Bay playoff game. He was. I mean, Dan Quinn. They were out of options. They were losing people left and right. And next thing you know, here's Izzy McQuan at that size. The way he was able to move in short areas was crazy impressive.
Be the biggest nickel corner of all time, I would imagine, at 6'4".
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of leggy a little bit, though. That's always
super long.
Yeah, I worry about that a little bit. All right, and the final thought here, it was that you're looking for down-the-line wide receivers. How about our guy Holden from Oregon?
Oh, Trayshon Holden,
yeah. And Luigi Valine. Is that what you say?
I don't know anything about Luigi.
We have a Luigi?
Yeah, he's a defensive end.
Really?
So he says two guys who look good with threes, wide receiver Holden, and then Luigi Valine. I'm probably saying that wrong.
V-I-L-A-I-N.
Valine? Bellini.
I like Villain. I like Villain. Luigi Villain.
It might be, but those are two guys. Defensive end, and then also Holden, who people are talking about. Remember him? He got signed from Oregon. His receivers coach, former receivers coach, is also his new receivers coach here with the Dallas Cowboys.
I've always been a more of a Mario guy myself, Brian, but I got big hopes for Luigi as well.
Thank you very much, buddy.
There he goes. Brian brought us in Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Have you guys seen this? They call it the Italian brain rot trend.
No, on the videos with the kids.
I have not.
My kids are into it, and it's hilarious.
Are their brains rotting?
I like the Kool-Aid challenge. They just run through the fence.
The brain rot is basically like the generation that's just swiping, staring at their phone. So they give them like these Italian cartoons that are distorted in some way with some Italian guy with a great voice, like narrating it. And it's just, it's Italian gibberish, but it's amazingly entertaining.
That's what I'm seeing.
My 3.5-year-old's locked into it, and she's running around the house going, "It's me, Mario." She's got all these lines that they're using to remix all these shorts.
Yeah, it's saying, imagine a universe of AI-generated characters with vaguely Italian-sounding names and nearly unintelligible storylines. It's like Cocomelon for adults.
Yes.
That's the read. That's
so it's like the opposite of that song I played for you a couple of weeks ago in What You Drinking and What You Thinking, where that was an Italian dude like faking to say American words and making songs and blew up in Europe. Kudos. You never know what's going to go viral, right? Like, who had the idea to think, hey, let's make AI Italian things and the kids are going to love it.
These are dolphins swimming, but they're bananas, but they're dolphins.
And they're speaking Italian?
There's sharks that have sneakers on and they're walking on the boardwalk.
Enzo!
Yes, yes.
This is hilarious.
I always want to go to Italy.
Alligator airplanes and stuff.
There's a character called Ballerina Cappuccina. Right?
Oh,
I'm looking at her right now.
Okay, you're looking at Ballerina Cappuccina.
She looks like Mrs. Met. Bowl of oatmeal.
Very busty.
With the thickness.
We got two down, two to go here in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers pregame coming up.
And Pixar girls be going crazy, don't they?
Hey, dude.
Who's drawing the Pixar girls? He needs to be stopped.
Mrs. Incredible.
Elastigirl.
Oh, my.
He knows what he's doing.
Got too much on his mind.
We've gone viral once again, sir. Congratulations. Well, Chuck, where are we going?
We can do some around the bases. We got some trade deadline intel, and then I've got two very bold June 3rd NFL predictions. That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.